Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Al Morganti suggested that that would be the way they would align Al on Friday during that news conference. Mm. And it required somebody heroic to step forward and point out the obvious, that while John Middleton's the owner, he ain't going anywhere.
No.
The guys to his left and the right, Al, what were they doing there? And I've ended my boycott with Howard Eskin because to me, A, he is a major Philadelphia fan advocate, and B, in my eyes right now, he is a sports hero in this town. Ladies and gentlemen, the return of Howard Eskin. Hi, Howard.
Oh, my gosh. What can I say to this honor? How do I address this honor?
Howard, you had me the moment you challenged those guys that were sitting up there. Could you just tell me? I was amazed they didn't even address it when they were both sitting up there. Did you know you were going to kick the thing off by going, why are they here?
Well, I didn't know. It wasn't easy to sit there right in front of them and ask that question, but it's a question that you have asked, I have asked, all the fans have asked. What are those two guys still sitting there? Why are they sitting there? Why are they still with the organization? Because it's a joke to just take one guy out, and the manager is always the fall guy, and I think he had to be replaced. I know he had to be replaced. But the answer is they didn't answer my question, and I followed up. John Middleton actually set me up nicely when I asked the question about why are those two guys still sitting here, and he says, why is this, you know, tell me where this organization's not. And he said, I don't know if he used the word much, but the implication was clearly much better than they were 4 years ago. And then so he asked me the question, and I answered it. Well, you have two guys on this team, only two, that were your draft picks. Cole Irvin is a stiff. That's number one. And the other guy, Haseley, looks like he's going to be a nice player, but not a star.
Right.
And then that Andy McPhail ought to leave. Just resign. He just, him and his stinking numbers. So he rolls out that the Phillies have, this is the best. Because I started checking after that. Doesn't he know we're going to check? We have three players in the top 100 in the minor leagues in Baseball Prospectus. Well, that's great. Did he know that the Atlanta Braves have four in the top 34,
wow,
five in the top 63, and the Phillies, the two of the players are 88 and 89, and the 89th players only played 44 games in the lowest level of the minor leagues.
Wow.
By the way, Spencer Howard and Boehm are 23. The Braves are going to bring up two other players who are 20 years old next year.
Jeez.
It's a joke. And one more thing, and this is a thing like, who cares? He always has these stats. Well, this press conference is really not for what happened during the season, but we had a $500,000 person increase in attendance. And then we had 21% increase in TV ratings. That's like going from zero to one. It came from nothing. I mean, what is that BS? It's such
Well, they spent $500 million. That was the bump for Harper. You know what? Howard, here's the bottom line. And this is why it was awesome what you did. Because I take all these emails every day as well as these calls. The question you asked was the number one question. How did you overrule these two guys and keep them there? And he did not give an answer that in any way was palatable to the city. Nobody believed it.
But then he rolls out that, well, we had the fourth-ranked ERA in bullpen the second half of the season.
Oh, God.
John, did you miss the point? I love John. did you miss the point that you're 81-81? You have no players to replace your injured players because you have no minor league system. I don't care about that. It's irrelevant. I want to know what Andy McPhail does. John Middleton makes the big decisions. Matt Klentak makes the player decisions. What does Andy McPhail do?
I don't know.
What does he do?
But here's the thing, Howard. Now, I've been kind of teasing this for a while because it revealed a lot about Klentak and McPhail. Because you did ask that question in a respectful way. You even said you liked the guys, right? So after the news conference is over, could you tell everybody what happened?
Well, the one thing I want to do, if I'm going to be there, and obviously I think I feel like it's important for me to ask the questions that need to be asked. So afterwards, when McPhail and Klentak were coming off the podium, I first went up to Andy McPhail and I started saying, I hope you understand it's not personal, it's my job. And I stuck my hand out to shake his hand and he waved me off. And then Klentak came down and I tried the same thing and he waved me off. Hey, listen, you guys better get over this because you are on the clock. Both of you guys are on the clock. Angela, did you know that Andy McPhail in his executive career is 317 games below 500 as an executive?
Never
won with any organization. Never.
Wow, 317. Here's the thing, Howard. Here's what it says to me. They knew that was your job. Either they're not aware of the fact that that was the most important question asked at that news conference, or they basically gave a middle finger to the fans. When they blew you off, they gave a middle finger to the fans for you doing your job.
They can do whatever they want to do, but they were pissed off. But you got to move past it because we're all going to be around here this year.
Yeah.
I'm going to be around here the year after. They probably won't be. So they better.
Yeah, this is not helping, Howard. What's happening? This here is not going to. This is not going to smooth things over, Howard.
You don't think so, huh?
Well, anyway, I thought you were phenomenal. I do. I have to take advantage of the fact you're also on the sideline for the Eagles game. Howard, when the secondary was getting roasted the way they were yesterday, what was going on the sideline with their desperate meetings, panic? What was happening?
Well, there's not panic, but when Jason Peters – I give Jason Peters credit. He knew he wasn't coming back in the game because he was injured. We'll see how that goes this week. But he's trying to coach up Dillard. And then Sidney Jones, finally, when they put in James, you know it's waving the white flag. He made a great play in the one game, and I respect that, and we all love that, and that's great. But he shouldn't be at the corner position in front of Sidney Jones, who was a second-round pick. And Sidney stood up to the media after the game, which was great, but you can't bite on those double moves all the time. So he was out of the game for a while. And
they benched him? You think they benched him or you think he was hurt?
No, he wasn't hurt.
Wow.
He was there with his helmet on waiting to go back in. And it took a while before I think he finally came in near the end of the game. But there's never panic. They're obviously pissed off. They're angry at things that happen. I believe after the game, I thought I heard it because I'm trying to do a bunch of things, that Malcolm Jenkins admitted that he blew the coverage on one of those touchdowns by Diggs.
He did.
He was supposed to be coverage over the top.
Yep.
So it wasn't all Rasul Douglas. But nonetheless, that's the thing I'm sure Doug says, well, we got to clean that up. But you still can't always bite on double moves. And then you got to get more pressure, and I think they got the Cousins one time. You've got to get more pressure. There's a lot of things that have to happen, but they also, and injuries are never and never should be an excuse, but they're missing the two starting corners.
Yep.
So Jalen Mills may be back next week, but he hasn't played since last year. And then I don't know when Darby's coming back, but they've got to do something that can't happen again. And luckily they played Dak Prescott, so it won't happen again.
Well, I just want you to know, Howard, that you right now are my leading candidate for winner of the week.
Oh, no.
And I just hope that in the future you will give us the opportunity to speak to you on our show.
Okay, well, we'll have to negotiate that since you blew me up for I don't know how long.
All right, Howard. Howard, great job. Great job.
I'm a forgiving guy. I'm a forgiving guy.
Well, it was what you did on Friday to me was one of the great heroic moments in Philadelphia media. I mean, it was great. Thank you, Howard. Howard Eskin with some thoughts on it. Al, I need a moment here.
What is that?
So Howard Eskin asked the question every fan wanted asked.
Yeah.
How did you end up keeping these two guys when you completely ignored them on the important issue of who the manager is?
Mm-hmm.
That's a fair question.
It's an obvious question.
He did not. Joe, play the beginning. I just let you hear the question because it was not said in a rude, obnoxious way. It was said honestly. Here is the question.
I'm wondering why it was just Gabe Kapler, and I, among other people, are wondering why there's, and I like both Matt and Andy, why those two gentlemen are sitting with you today.
They took horrible offense at that question to the extent they would not even shake the man's hand when he went up there. I wouldn't have gone up there. All right. I don't need them as pals of mine or whatever. But Howard went up there to, you know, to try to smooth it over because he had to ask the toughest question.
Yeah.
And they basically told him to go to hell.
Their problem is shouldn't be with Howard. It's with the Phillies.
Yep.
Presenting that whole thing the way they did.
How petty those two guys were in that moment. Howard was doing his job on behalf of the fan. You have now once again demonstrated you have no clue what the fans in this city are about.
Where do you think they're taking their lead from? Opened his news conference going, I'm going to give you some stats.
Yeah. I got to tell you, Middleton came across as
horrible.
Just a know-it-all, you know? But he isn't.
Well,
he isn't a know-it-all, but he came across that way.
Awful. You got to learn to get your stories together.
Horrible.
And then go out and face people.
All right, back to the birds. I've got lines open. I got Dave, Kim, and Brian. You will get on now. What bothered you the most about the game? Let's find out what Dave's thinking. Hi, Dave.
Hey, you guys, first-time caller. I love y'all in the morning.
Thank you. What's bothered you the most about that loss?
A loss is a loss. What bothered me was when Doug said we're getting some guys back injured.
Yeah.
We're getting guys that were getting toasted before they got injured coming back, and the guys that we have now are getting toasted. So what's the answer to it?
Well, I'm glad you brought this up because you're getting back possibly – Jalen Mills and Ronald Darby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the exact timing.
By the double move?
Jalen Mills is a master of pass interference, right? He hits a guy every play, Dave. And Darby, I think he's gotten slower as he's been here. I think he's pretty old now. So you're right. There's no the real thing that needs to happen, Dave, is Howie's got to get some help from outside the organization.
And they won't make a move.
Well, they got to make a move. There are teams that are going nowhere that you can pluck a quality cornerback out for a mid-round pick.
Al mentioned, yes.
Why aren't you?
Arizona.
Arizona. Who do you want?
Peterson.
All right. Okay, fine.
I got one question for you guys real fast.
Go ahead. That's what we're here for. Okay. It's a radio show.
I was reading online. People were talking about Ertz.
Yep.
And would you trade Ertz with him not being able to get any yards after the catch, or would you keep him if you could give him up for Jalen Mills?
Oh, hell yes. I got Goddard, who's terrific.
Goddard didn't impress me yesterday.
Goddard is a very good tight end. He's not as good as Ertz, but you're giving me the best cornerback in football?
I'm calling my quarterback before I do that.
I got to get clearance from Wentz.
Oh, my God. I mean, every time you're a third, I mean, that's
I got to cover the pass. Do you understand? If you put Ramsey there, you are covering. That wouldn't have happened yesterday with Diggs. It wouldn't have happened.
How many times has Ertz dropped at least one or two passes a game?
No.
Ertz has not been great this year.
Ertz is really good.
Here's the thing is, he did something yesterday I've been screaming for all year.
Yeah.
He went beyond the sticks of the first down.
Well, that was good of him to do that. But, Dave, I know what you're saying. Dave, other than Wentz himself, I'm looking to trade whoever I have to get a guy in there to fix my problem in the secondary. Yeah. It's huge. They're not winning anything with what you saw yesterday. Nothing.
Nope. We'll be middle of the pack in the draft this year. I hate to say it, but that's all I can see. I can't see us winning Super Bowl this year with this defense.
Dave. Don't be a stranger. Good call. 888-729-9494. No, this is Howie Roseman's time now, Al. If we're going to put the pressure on Klentak at the trade deadline, we may as well do it to Howie. You're looking at this team. You know exactly what's wrong with it. You know, you're getting back to Sean. You might be able to get by with the wide receivers you have right now. You got great tight ends. You got a solid offensive line. You got a terrific quarterback. You got to fix the defense, and you got to start by covering the forward pass. That requires a cornerback who is not named Sidney Jones.
I like how you keep calling it the forward pass.
Because I'm taking it back to its origin. Really. Because if you cannot defend that play, you have zero chance. Can you imagine going up against Tyreek Hill in Kansas City or Amari Cooper if he's healthy against Detroit? You're screwed. Do you understand? You're screwed. You got to get somebody who can do that. No one on this team, including the two guys coming back from injury, are able to do that. Howie, wake up! WIP Sports Time, 916.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.